realized, wow, when you're living in Detroit, that context really matters. But you're not just having this cute little possible self floating around. You're within this neighborhood, and there's all these people like you. It's highly segregated. Yeah. And that's when I really started studying with much more carefulness, what is that? What is that social identity? And so I started studying racial ethnic identity, and I started with African-American identity and saying, well, you know, there's a lot of literature on, you know, you got to feel connected to your in-group, you got a sense of positive, you know, in-group identity, so you feel self-esteem, and that's nice, but connection and all that, but that doesn't tell you, you know, we do school, and hence I should do school.
Yeah.
And if you don't think that it's an in-group thing to do, then there's all these messages that are racist messages saying it's not for you. So you really need that social identity to be telling you that. So I'm reading, I don't see it. And that's all of that line of work on racial ethnic identity, which I started at first calling sort of a tripartite model by saying there's three elements. There's the connection that everyone talks about. There's an awareness of racism, which is present in other models too. But there's this really important third piece, which is what I was calling embedded achievement, the experience that doing well in school is an us thing to do. And so I started working on that and showing that A, kids talk that way, and B, when they do, it actually matters, it predicts doing well in school.
So you had them imagining these possible selves and how they might enact that. Was that something that they could take to quite easily, that they already sort of had some sort of
pre-structures? Yeah, the open-ended possible selves was really easy. So I would start out by saying to kids, you know, when you think about what you're going to be like next year, think about what you're expecting you might be like. You know, can you describe what you're expecting you might be like? And when kids weren't sure, is that the same as what you're hoping or dreaming, I would say, no, dreams are good, and I got some hope for selves, but they didn't actually predict anything. But for the expected possible selves, I'd say, you know, if you had to, like, bet money what you'd be like, that's what I want, that's the expectation. So you can tell me about the hopes and dreams, that's fine, but now, you know, what are you expecting? If you had to, like, bet money, because you don't know for sure, it's next year, it's not now, but if you had to bet money, what would that be? And it could be, you know, things that you like right now and you're going to stay that way, or things that you're working on that you're going to be, but that's the stuff that you could bet. And then, but then there's this other stuff. It's not things that you're wanting to be like, but you're afraid they might be true. These, you know, what you're wanting to avoid being like. And then kids would talk about that. And so that was really how I started doing that, because I thought there should be some way to concretize that. And then in that early coding of it, I thought, you know, kids in these lockup schools that are in very poor context, there's all these pitfalls along the way. And you can't just go, like, sailing around looking at the blue sky and, you know, rainbows and off you go. You have to sort of, like, pay attention to what might go wrong in your life and how you're going to avoid that. And so that was really how I developed that idea of balance, of thinking about both what you're wanting to be like, but also what you want to avoid being like, that combination of the expectation and the fear together, I thought would sort of, it would be energizing, it would force you to think about what are the things I actually have to do to both move forward and not fall off the side of the road.
It's really interesting in part because it's both experimental data collection, but it's also potentially intervention as people
yes,
do that.
And that literally is how I began to then, right in the end, now there are intervention, that's the school to jobs intervention, the pathways intervention really started with, well, so the kids who talk that way, it's actually helpful for them. So what would be the activities I could do so that everyone could actually end up that way?